Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Whoa. Today is the big day and I'm going to that office mixer. I'm going to network my way into that promotion. They're gonna love my charisma and my track record. And no! This can't be happening! I can't be coming down with the flu right now. The party starts in an hour.
Aside from being a party crasher, the flu is a common seasonal illness many persons catch around this time of the year. On this week's Healthline, we take a look at the illness and provide tips for keeping it at bay. The flu is a contagious seasonal illness caused by the influenza viruses and usually presents with sneezing, coughing, and runny nose. It typically affects Jamaicans between September and March. Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland, says a major challenge with seasonal illnesses is distinguishing between them because of the similarities in their symptoms.
The symptoms are coughing, the sneezing, and it can spread rapidly because these are droplets that are airborne, so persons who are close by or who would have touched surfaces that the person who is ill has touched, they can then become infected, especially if those fingers are going up to the eyes, in and around the nose and mouth. This is how it is easily transmitted.
Other symptoms of the flu include fever, chills, headaches, tiredness, and to a lesser extent, body aches, vomiting, and diarrhea. The flu can be confused with the common cold, and although both are respiratory illnesses, they're caused by different viruses. Colds are generally milder than the flu. People with colds are more likely to have a runny or stuffy nose. Usually, special tests must be done within the first few days of the illness to tell if a person has the flu. In the case of the flu, Dr. Copeland says the types of influenza affecting Jamaica are mainly influenza A and B. Influenza A has other subtitles such as H1N1 and H3N2. While the flu poses its problems, Dr. Copeland highlights ways to combat it.
We have got to wash our hands regularly before using the toilet, after using the toilet, before preparing food, after preparing food, attending to young children and the elderly. Before doing that, we have to wash our hands, and after we have attended to young children and elderly as well. As well as for our own personal hygiene, we must frequently wash our hands.
Basic soap and water are effective cleaners, and hand sanitizers with over 60% alcohol content may also be used. We should also cover our nose and mouth when coughing and sneezing, as well as washing our hands after handling soiled clothing. Along with children, pregnant women are at greater risk of getting the flu as their immune system is working overtime to protect mother and baby. The elderly are also vulnerable. Dr. Copeland recommends that pregnant women see their doctor immediately after displaying flu-like symptoms.
Anybody who has had the flu and they develop shortness of breath, the fever isn't going away, that person then becomes an emergency and must be seen by a doctor or seen at the nearest hospital.
Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, and on behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, thank you for tuning in. Join us again next week for more, and until then, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.